Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new episode of the After Class Show. I'm your host, Anna, and with me, I have a very special guest, my friend, Ava. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi there. My name is Ava.
Can you say something else?
Okay, yeah. I'm in the BBA program. And I've been Anna's friend for about 5 months, maybe.
Way too long. Worst 5 months of my life.
Yeah, it's been good.
Anything else?
You cut out. I know. Oh, you're back.
This is awful.
Hello.
Speaking of internet, listen, let's talk about this. My apartment has not had Wi-Fi for like 2 days. That's why I couldn't record last week's episode. It was god awful. We had to go up to our friend's apartment on the 6th floor of our building. And then our friend's apartment, the guys who live right across from us had internet and we didn't. Can you believe it, Ava?
That's brutal. Yeah.
You were there.
It was there. It was good. It was fun.
It was good.
No, we were mooching off them. It felt good.
Oh, we're finally getting our revenge because these guys, literally yesterday, one of them came into our apartment. It's fine. These guys, one of them just came into our apartment yesterday asking for bread. And then the same guy walks in. And he's like, hey, can I have some water? Damn. Because he's too lazy to fill up his Brita.
We're too lazy to fill up our Brita.
But we're not going to go ask random people for their water.
We've done that before.
No, we have not.
Ketchup?
Okay, ketchup is not the same as water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Speaking of ketchup, let's talk about food.
Yeah, food. Okay, I've got a couple of things segue. To say about food. Okay, this is
Let's
my...
Let's not agree, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, this is a perfect segue for the topic.
This is a good perfect segue.
Let's talk about the food that you want to talk about.
Yes, okay, so this may be... No, this isn't even an unpopular opinion. I don't get kombucha. My work sells it. I don't know what it is. I just know it's like moldy or something. It's like a moldy drink.
It's fermented.
That's another word for mold. That is like, it's moldy. Wait, is it? I swear to God, fermented?
I don't know how fermented works. Because you know kimchi? That's fermented cabbage. So you're just like fermenting, I guess, fruits and stuff, and then you're drinking it.
Fermented.
I heard
that's
it's
like
supposed
wine,
to be really good for your gut, though.
Really?
I guess.
No, yeah, my Nana drinks it. She's like, eat that, try a bit of this. No. No, Nana. I'm not gonna try your moldy juice.
No, I heard it's like really good for your health.
No, it probably is because it's filled with like good bacteria. Mold. That's maybe it's an unpopular opinion, but that's like
what do you think? What do you think is in the monster drinks that you down?
Good stuff. Juice, bubbles, caffeine. Everything that like I need.
That is
that's
three
like the
ingredients.
Three, that's like the three main food groups, okay?
Juice, bubbles, and caffeine. Right now we made ourselves some coffee and Ava wanted I put 4.5 spoons of sugar in your coffee.
I thought it was gonna be like stronger coffee. It was instant coffee. I don't know why I thought it would be stronger.
You think we have Starbucks
not.
Here?
It tastes like milk and sugar. That's it.
Yeah, and you didn't even let me put enough milk into your thing. I don't know why. You're drinking black coffee with sugar. That's kind of...
Yeah, because it wasn't strong. It wasn't good. Anyway, I also brought a cranberry ginger ale. Anna's friend likes... what's it called? Cranberry Sprite? No, cranberry ginger ale is the place to be. That's the bandwagon to hop on, okay? If there's ever, like, a divide between those two drinks... If you don't pick ginger ale, like, who are you? Sprite. No. Sprite's not good.
I'm... Pause. I might have to kick you off the episode. That was a very bold statement.
Ooh. I don't know if I agree. Ooh, okay, okay, okay. My bad, my bad. What else?
But ooh, we can agree.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, can we agree that Coca-Cola and Pepsi is disgusting?
Both? No.
You like them?
Okay, this might be controversial. I like Pepsi more than Coke.
That's controversial. I know a bit about the beef between the two brands, but I tried Pepsi once. Dude, Pepsi is so nasty. The first and last time I drank it.
My whole family drinks Pepsi. I have to. I have to. Except for my aunt. Maybe that's why she lives in BC. she drinks Coke.
She split away from you guys.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, because the first and last time I drank Pepsi was in grade 4. We went to Medieval Times and they didn't have any Sprite, so then they were like, oh, want to try Pepsi? And I was like, you know what, there's a first for everything. I tried it, I took a sip, I will never drink it again.
Really?
It is the, like, the thing about like those kinds of soda, they're bitter. It's like bitter in a way. And like another soda I don't like, what do we think about Fanta? Because Fanta, I think, isn't sweet enough.
Fanta? Fanta's way too sweet.
Or maybe like, I'm when thinking I drink Fruitopia. It, I don't taste any.
Wait, no, maybe it's Fruitopia.
Fruitopia's really sweet. Yeah, but Fanta, okay. Like, you don't taste the orange that much. Like, I don't know what you're tasting, but it doesn't taste like fruit.
Yeah, you're right. It's more sweet than fruity. Like, yeah. With Fanta, I get more of, like, a sweet in my, like, the back of my throat. Maybe that's yeah. That's not a good
and the
thing.
Bubbles. I don't like carbonated drinks. I don't drink carbonated water. I stay away from that. It hurts my nose. It hurts my life.
Wow. That's kind of, you know what's been hurting my life right now? I just finished the first season of Daredevil from Marvel. It's good, but oh my goodness, it is a whirlwind. It is a daredevil of a TV show, I will admit. It's good. It's good. I can't spoil too much because I've been told not to.
Yeah, because I don't know. Because before when we were planning for this episode.
You'll never watch it.
Okay, but we have, I don't know how many people actually listen to this. What if they watch it?
Okay. If they watch it, then my bad. I won't spoil it though. But yeah, if you do watch it though, it's really good.
Give your opinion on it. Give a synopsis. Give a debriefing. Without spoilers.
Okay, this guy is a lawyer. He's blind, but is he really? Because he actually has, like, crazy senses. He got hit by, like, a truck full of chemicals. So he kind of, like, is like a superhero almost, but, like, not really. And there's this guy called Kingpin, or, like, Mr. Something. And he's, like, weird. He's like a big guy. He's beefy. And he goes around. He's just like, he's all over. He has like the police force with him, like all these lawyers and like judges and stuff. It's crazy. And then this guy just fights evil at night. And first season, I'm so excited for the second season now. I just have to like get into it again. That's the same
so
with Sabrina.
Like a...
now...
Mm-hmm. Oh, like I was going to say, so he's like a blind Batman.
Yes, no, that's literally who he is. He almost, okay, the actor does also look a little bit like Batman.
Which one? Heath Ledger? Was Heath Ledger? No,
no,
Heath Ledger was Joker.
No.
That's embarrassing. I just like to put out there, I was going to say I'm more of a DC than Marvel, but this is DC.
yeah, no, that's embarrassing.
Which one was Batman?
Oh, I'll never know. Why am I thinking of Pat Robinson? What's his name?
No, that's the new one. That's the new one. Pattinson. Robinson.
Okay, I got that a little wrong. Okay, we'll switch up there. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the new Batman. I kind of want to see it. He has a funny haircut, though.
Is it out now?
Like, our friend... I don't think so. I think it's coming out soon, though.
Mm.
We should see it.
We'll watch it.
Because I appreciate the actor. I really liked his work in Twilight.
Yeah, no. I love Twilight. Okay. This is, I love Twilight. Can we watch
Twilight?
Oh
my gosh, stop. Team, yes. Team Jacob or Team Edward? Because I can get into an argument about this.
Never in a million years, Jacob. Never. No, you do not agree. No, you don't believe. No, not Belle and Jacob. No, he's in love with their kid. Listen. No.
See,
no,
that's Anna. The weird thing. No. That's I'm basing my opinion off of the first movie. Because the only movie I've watched fully through.
You haven't watched the others? That's embarrassing. That's night. Even more embarrassing than
Mixed. Okay, I'll go and unmute myself. I'm gonna mute myself. Okay, honestly, I think they have like a cute dynamic, but maybe he's just the guy next door. Maybe he is the boy best friend.
He is. He's not even a best friend. He's somebody they're friends with, like their dads are friends. Like that's weird. That's
I just thought the imprint thing was weird.
Yeah, is that's it the imprint? Whole-
What's the Ava? I'm gonna have to cut that.
Wait, I'll start again. Ready, ready.
That's the Okay, I'm just.
That's the whole relationship, Anna. That's the whole relationship. Imprinting is the whole relationship. That's the
that's
only reason.
That's so gross.
He liked her. That because he knew that one day her kid was going to be his soulmate.
Ew. Are you serious, or is this just like a fan theory?
This is like, think about it. Think about it.
Okay, think about this. So this is a fan theory. Is this in the books? Can you confirm this? Can we get somebody to confirm this? This is crazy.
No, he says it in the movies. He's like, oh, you've been wondering why you wanted me around. It's all because of Nessie. And then she's like, you named my kid.
You named my daughter after Loch Ness Monster.
He said it. He said, like, oh, like there was a connection when she was, like, growing. But, like, could it be even before, you know?
Ew.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break that to you. I'm sorry to break that to you. That's the same as, like, the facts that I brought up to you this morning.
we'll get to that later. We're 12 minutes in. We need to, like, pace ourselves. We're going to hit all our topics in, like, 10 minutes.
We've got, like, a whole list. How many topics
do
we have?
Yeah, you wrote down another... what the heck is point 12?
It's a good one. It's a good one. I think it's good.
Okay, we have 11 things to talk about.
Not 12. We're not gonna mention it.
I don't. Maybe next episode.
Okay, maybe next episode. Oh yeah.
First thing,
we're gonna do a crime.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a crime.
No, we're gonna do a crime podcast.
Okay.
Just to get the record straight.
Ooh, I was nervous.
I'm not gonna kill
you. You're scaring me.
I'm not gonna hurt.
Okay. Okay. So, next on the list, we never finished the conversation about food. I want to talk about the absolute monstrosity of noodles that we made.
Oh my god, they were like good, but like also sickening. Like I feel like if I eat one more bite of that, I would. I don't know what I would do. That's a scary thing. Something new
in the human
race. Something new would happen if I ate more of that. Radioactive or something. I don't know.
Stop. It was, I'm just marking down timestamps that you
have to blur out. Oh my gosh.
Okay, but anyways, listeners, they're not as bad as she makes it sound.
No, they're bad. They were, okay.
No, they weren't.
I feel like I maybe should explain this.
Because it's going to be a bit biased.
No, okay. I'll
fine.
Be
I want to hear how you explain it.
Very general, first off. So she starts, so we have 4 packets of ramen. We've got 2 spicy chicken and 2 normal chicken. The first thing this girl does is cook the ramen before anything else. She cooks the noodles thinking it's like pasta or something. These noodles were soggy. They were mush.
Because I don't like them al dente.
Who cares? So she cooks the 4 packets of noodles. Then she starts up like the sauce and she dumps this whole can of honey garlic sauce with extra 3 cloves of garlic maybe. And she starts frying that up with oil. And then, oh my gosh, oh my goodness. And then she fries up 3 eggs, and we have like bok choy mixed in, and we've got all these like, we've got the
soy
spicy
sauce.
Chicken packets. Yeah, we've got the soy sauce going on, and we've got like seaweed to garnish as well. It was so fat.
Good.
It was sweet. It was mushy. It was somehow like sticky in the mouth. It was weird. I don't know what we did, but those noodles.
Can I give my excuse?
Fine. You can.
Ava, you have the palate of a 5-year-old.
No, that is argument. That's no. You can argue that.
These were gross. It was the sauce.
No,
the sauce wasn't gross. I liked the sweetness.
It was so sweet. Oh my god, it was so sweet.
It wasn't that sweet.
The mushy noodles, you cannot.
Because I like my noodles soft. That noodles are subjective.
Those were mush. Absolute mush. Anyway. I was right. Everybody agreed. Only Anna went for seconds. Let's just leave it at that.
Because I'm happy of the food that I made myself. And I told you, since you guys wanted to spend 3 hours working on criminology quizzes, I was like, I'm going to make noodles my way. And guess what? I told you and I warned you. And you're like, sure, Anna. And look.
You made the.
These are the consequences of your actions.
Okay, so you agree. Okay.
Agreeing what? That they're good and that I made them to my taste?
No. You just agreed that they were bad. Anyway, that's okay.
I did not say that. You are gaslighting me right now.
You can say, hey, I didn't make the best dinner. It's all right. Because the next dinner you make will be good. And it will be better than the one we had.
Let's talk about the breakfast I made us today.
Oh my god, she sucks at scrambled eggs.
I trusted
this woman to make me scrambled eggs. She didn't use milk. She didn't whisk them. She just dumped them in the pan, let them fry. Like, they already separated. Like, the egg whites were already cooked. And then she starts mushing them after the
eggs are cooked. Because I like it chunky, Ava. I don't like it when it's liquidy. It's gross.
It was just a cut-up egg. Like, it was already cooked. It was just a cut-up egg. That's not right. That's not scrambled egg. That's just a cooked egg.
That's just wrong.
Mush up with a spatula. Like, that's nothing. Oh my god. That's literally nothing.
I don't think I'm ever going to invite you on the episode
again. We're talking about crazy food. And I'm sorry that all your food is crazy. I'm sorry.
Ah!
If you guys never hear from me again, you know who did
she
it.
Probably ate some like lunch I made.
That's radioactive. I had the fifth bite of those noodles. Man, those noodles were so weird.
Okay, what's the craziest food you've eaten?
I should know exactly. Okay, I'm crazy on what level? Like, are we talking like gross or like just wild?
Let's do wild.
Okay. I've got both of them are the same story, but okay. So in grade 11 before COVID, I was in a world business class. We did like international business, whatever. And at the end of the year, my teacher brought in bugs. She brought in bugs for us to eat.
You ate the bugs?
I ate the bugs. And you know what?
You're a bug eater.
You know what? They weren't even bad. They were barbecue flavored.
How do I mute somebody on this? Oh my gosh.
They were barbecue flavored. They were like little larvae, like worms.
And then you had those ones?
They're good. They're like just crunchy. They're yummy. And then I had grasshoppers. Those were okay. I didn't like it because you could see their eyes. That freaked me out a bit. And then that Australian stuff. What the heck is that?
It's like something larva or something like that, right?
No, like the stuff that they love. That they go crazy.
Oh, Vegemite.
Vegemite. Why did I say marmalade? Okay, Vegemite.
Marmalade, that's orange as hell.
She also brought in Vegemite, and it is so bad. Like, when I tell you it's bad, it's like cough medicine bitter with the saltiness of, like, the steam. Like, it's...
But don't you have to, like, eat it on something? Don't you have to, like, put it on a cracker?
I ate it on a cracker. Yeah, I ate it on a cracker. It was worse than the bugs. the bugs were better. Like, if I had to rank these bugs, Vegemite would be at the bottom.
Bugs okay, now, listeners, hear this. Since Ava eats bugs, can you really trust her opinion on my cooking?
That's a better opinion. That means I'm more diverse. I know every flavor.
What? Every flavor. I know what grasshoppers taste like. I know what larva tastes like.
Can we actually talk about this? Have you ever like had a ladybug on your finger and then you touch your
lip? Don't tell me you ate a ladybug.
No, but like ladybugs, like they leave like a bad taste on your finger.
You did not.
I don't know why, but every time I touch a ladybug, and like I actually,
you just have to put your finger in your mouth.
No, but sometimes the situation calls for my finger to land on my mouth, and then I'm like, ew, what's that bad taste?
I think, moral of the story, you should wash your hands.
Okay, no, this is as a kid. This isn't recent. This is me playing in the dirt. Like, I'm not doing anything bad now. Anyway, what's your crazy story, food?
Literally just, like, cow tongue. Like, nothing that crazy.
Okay, but, like, it's gross. I've had that before, too. It's not
I
good.
Just don't like the consistency chewy. Of it. Yeah.
Way too That's chewy. My papa, he likes the chewy cow tongues.
I can't with it. My mom eats chicken hearts. Like she seasons them, she fries them, and she just eats it like that.
Fries them. Does that make it taste better? Like, does it get crispy?
Well, probably.
It's a muscle though. Crispy, would it get crispy,
but it's probably like probably different. I don't know.
Would it be like?
I'm never gonna find out.
Cause I heard chicken, like I heard hearts are like pretty tough, like muscles. Don't they get hard, like if you fry them for too long?
Maybe. I don't know, cause can't you put them in like soup or something?
Can you? Like chicken noodle?
You can put anything in soup. Chicken noodle. Oh, it's just chicken hearts. It's like every part of the chicken except the conventional parts to eat. Like chicken feet. Oh, I don't know if I could ever have that.
So I thought, okay, but do chicken feet have, like, meat on their bones? Because I don't think they do.
I think it's more of just, like, a snack.
What? Snack, you know what I mean? What? Like, it's something their to
munch. No, it's, like, something to munch on. Because, like, you know.
Just chew? Like a dog? Like a chew dog?
Yeah.
Like, just.
Do you ever, like, you know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I do? You know when you have wings and you have, like, the actual wing part? I will bite the, like, the top of the wing.
Why?
Like, you know how it's, like, crunchy? Try it.
No, I don't.
Try it.
I don't like chicken wings.
If you like bugs, you're going to like the tip of the chicken.
I don't like eating chicken off the bone. It freaks me out. I feel like a crazy person when I eat chicken off a bone.
I think it's a bit normal.
Or, like, ribs? No, it's not. You're, like, eating meat off a bone.
Really?
I can't. It's like, the same thing with, like, the cow tongue is a texture thing. I don't like my teeth hitting the bone because then I realize, like, I'm eating an animal. Sorry. Maybe that's a little too deep into my food trauma.
No, that's a really common thing. Like, sometimes I'll be eating eggs and I just think, ew, I'm eating eggs.
Yeah. No, that's a normal thing. I'm not the only person who doesn't like eating off the bone. Like, I'll cut it. Like, I'm not a baby. Like, I'll eat the meat. I just can't have the bone in the same vicinity as my teeth.
That's interesting.
Is it?
Ah, so that's why you wouldn't eat my chicken wings, but you ate them in the burrito bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Okay, I think this, I feel like I've talked about this before. Yeah, I just, it's the bone thing. Like, I don't like, I'm okay with, like, most meat. As long as it's just not on the bone. I don't know. It's just a weird thing about me. I just can't. It freaks me out a little bit too much. Yeah.
If we're talking about like a consistency thing, you know what I find so gross?
What?
Beans.
Beans? Come on. Okay, yeah. That's weird. Beans are so good though.
No, they are not.
Beans.
I literally get nauseous when I huh?
Beans?
Like,
baked
I literally, beans. As a kid, any beans, any. Like, as a kid, my mom would, like, make them and stuff, right? And, like, I'd try, like, other people's places, even at restaurants. Like, I try to. I cannot. I gag. I genuinely gag when I eat beans. Like, it's like mushy and it goes in the back of my throat and I can't do it.
No. No, Anna, that's worse than me with my bones.
No, it is not.
They're beans. At least mine, it's understandable. Beans?
You do not like tomatoes, Ava.
Okay, tomatoes, they're mushy. That's a mushy food, okay? Like, beans are not even that mushy. They've got some
strength. Tomatoes aren't mushy. Tomatoes are wet.
They're juicy and they're mushy and their seeds are like, ugh, I can't. They're sweet. I don't like a lot of sweet foods. Maybe that's why I didn't like your ramen. I don't like sweet dinner.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet
dinner. So you're more of like you're more salty than sweet.
No, savory. Savory.
Oh, well,
I guess salty. Salty is savory, but like, yeah, but savory is
so like if you had, like, I've asked people this question numerous times. Mm-hmm. If you had fries in front of you or a cinnamon bun, which one would you pick?
Fries all the way.
Yeah, see, I'd go for the cinnamon bun.
Wait, you're a sweet person.
I am a sweet person. Thank you for noticing.
No. Oh, my God. No, you're a sweet person. Yeah, I'm a savory.
Like, I have a sweet tooth. I know, I'm more of a, yeah, like, I like sweets better. Only but not like have... you. Like, I don't like candy. Like, I like chocolate. And, like, dough like and stuff. Like, I don't
what
like.
What do
like...
I eat?
Because you're more of a can. You're more of a candy than a chocolate person. I'm more of a chocolate.
You like gum. You like gum.
Okay, but you don't swallow gum.
What does swallowing have to do with
this? Because I'm not eating the gum. The gum is like an activity. The gum is to pass time.
Mm, okay. Yeah, but yeah, savory. Where was that going? What were we talking about?
I don't know.
I can't remember where that conversation
was. Want to talk about our teas now?
Oh, yes. Okay. I haven't had tea yet today. I've only had coffee, which is kind of surprising. Have you had tea today?
No. No. I had tea last night, though. You were there. We all had tea. What tea did I have? I had my own. No, I had hot chocolate yesterday. Recommendation, white hot chocolate chai tea bag from Tim's. Anyways, I had my hot chocolate, and then Caroline made herself some peach tea, and she's like, this is too sweet. So I was like, okay, I'll have it.
Did you make me my tea, or did Caroline yesterday?
I can't remember.
Someone made me my tea. I said, surprise me, and they gave me wild, oh, it was Caroline. She gave me wild berry. It was like kind of a little bit of a wild card there. I didn't expect her to go that route. I mean, it was good tea. No, I just was like, whoa, she never does fruity teas. So I do
like tea. I love fruity teas. Can we talk about, you know what is so good?
Which one?
Blackcurrant and rosehip tea.
I don't think I've ever had either of those. You need to make that for me.
Describe
it. Give me the notes. I want to
smell. How am I supposed to know? It's just like there's sweetness, but there's sour.
Oh.
Bitter? Like sour.
No better?
Well, no, I mean, bitter. Okay, sour.
Like, what do you mean? Like lemon sour? Or like?
No, like berry sour.
Okay, yeah. I had wild berry yesterday. It was good. I know what the sourness you're talking
like,
about.
Like, just
is.
Make that sour, but like a little bit more. Like, it's like that.
Dang. That sounds good, though.
It is really good. That's, like, my go-to. That, I've been loving raspberry tea. No, I've been loving peach tea recently. Raspberry tea is nice. Peach tea is now, I'm in a peach tea phase.
Didn't we finish the peach tea, unfortunately? I should get us some more. I got the assortment. Okay, yeah. So, what fed the addiction?
The assortment was so good.
I got them this, like, variety pack of tea. It had peach, wild berry, raspberry, what else? Apple, I think
really?
Maybe strawberry.
It's just like mixed.
What do you mean? Yeah, like there's like separate packets of like different types.
Yeah, it's like mixed berry in there.
Oh,
mixed raspberry, peach,
apple.
blueberry.
Oh, you have blueberry. I didn't even, there was an apple.
I like
swear.
Blueberry.
I saw a picture.
Blueberry tea
apple.
Is nice.
Mm. I didn't get to try it. Yeah, I will be having a cup of tea in a minute.
You know what is so nice? In the morning, get yourself, like, I used to treat myself to this after my calculus tests in grade 12. Mm-hmm. I would go across the street, get myself a bagel. Bagel with cream cheese, not regular, the one with green onion. So good.
What?
And then you have some Earl Grey with milk and sugar.
That is it the is weirdest the perfect food combo ever.
No, it is not.
Did you say
Earl
onion?
Grey with milk and sugar?
Onion
green onion. Bay. It's different. Oh, it's different. Green onion.
With Earl Grey, that is a disaster waiting for to happen. That is a disaster. Yes, it is.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
That is such a weird mix.
Okay, trick question. What's your go-to bagel at Tim's then?
Oh my goodness, that's so crazy. It's everything bagel, double toasted, with a heaping slab of cream cheese.
I love how generous they are with the cream cheese.
They are very generous. That's their one redeeming quality. But you have to get double toasted, because if it's not double toasted, what are you doing? Double toasted makes
it
crispy.
I don't like when the top. I don't like when the roof of my mouth is destroyed.
It's soggy though. You don't get it double toasted. Mine
it's not. It doesn't take me for. Oh my gosh! Here's the thing: everything bagel, toasted, cream cheese, tomato.
Everything bagel.
Try it.
Cream cheese, tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like tomato, but I'll try.
Oh yeah, I. Then I don't know how to help you, woman. You need to get over this obstacle in your life. It is only going to hold you back. There's so many
bad.
Good foods with tomato
they're
in
so,
them.
They're so juicy. I can have like,
okay, but
something.
The ones they use at Tim's are so questionable. Like, there is no juice in them. Let me tell you that.
Dehydrated. Just, like, rehydrated on the spot. That's how it is.
My go-to Tim's bagel, definitely cinnamon raisin toasted with cream cheese.
Didn't you just give me your go-to bagel a minute ago with green onion?
That's not a go-to bagel. That is my treat yourself bagel. This is like if I'm going to Tim's, if I'm going fishing in the morning, we're on the road, I need breakfast, I'm getting
you
this.
Hate fishing. Is that why you get this bagel?
I know.
To treat yourself?
Yeah, to treat myself, like, because it's awful. You know what is so good? What is it? Cheese tea biscuit.
Is that Tim's? I've never had that.
Yeah, it's so good.
What's it called?
It's a biscuit.
Like, the crumpet? No, biscuit. What's
it's like a scone type thing.
Yeah, scone. Yeah, cheese scone.
It's so good, Ava. It is so good.
Maybe I should try it.
Next time we go, because I'm pretty sure they'll have it, we're going to get it. We're gonna
going
to ask
tonight.
Heat it up.
Going tonight, we're going to go try a cheese scone.
We should.
I need to try.
Wait, would you actually? Because look, it's snowing. We should get like, because I don't know if I want to make hot chocolate. I'm a little lazy. I don't want to stay in the kitchen.
But you promised. Okay, no, we can go get hot chocolate from Tim's.
We can get hot chocolate and then get scone and maybe something sweet.
Something sweet?
Something for the kids back at home, you know, Caroline and Sadie, they're going to miss us.
Oh, yeah. We've got to cater to them. They deserve something. I mean, yeah, no. They deserve something. We don't cater to them.
I need to see what deals I have on my... Oh, my gosh. I have the 99-cent plain bagel with, like, classic bagel with cream cheese.
I have the $1 Timbit pack. I don't know what that... I don't know if that's a steal. I just got the...
Oh, $1 for 10? I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a really good deal.
Really? Okay, I didn't know. I showed our friend. He was like, that looks fine. I'm like, okay. I thought that was a steal, but all right. Maybe
they
I
just
got
had it for. I had two medium ice caps for $4.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, I gave it to our friend, though. Because I don't like ice caps.
Give it to me. What are you doing? What are you doing? Now that I have the app, I have been open to a world of Tim Hortons.
I know.
Now become
we
obsessed.
Need to redeem our points.
This reminds me of my Uber. Okay, I'm now obsessed with my rating on Uber. I didn't know passengers got rated. I didn't know that I get a rating. So I was like just looking at my Uber. I was like, oh, da 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 da. A 4.93? For what? What did I do? I don't even know who it was. I never. I'm so nice. I get in the car. I say, hi, how are you doing? Like, da 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 da. Then I put in my headphones. Maybe that's it. No, because some people don't like to be talking. So I put in my headphones, and then I say bye when I leave. And I always give them 5 stars. I've never given someone not 5 stars.
You're a deserve, good Samaritan.
I do not know why somebody would give me a 4.93. I don't know why I have it. Like, who hated me?
Because somebody rated you 4 stars.
4 stars? I can't. That's so bad. Why? What did I do that I got a 4 star? Because, like, what's the difference between a 4-star rating and a 5? Like, I said hi. I didn't say anything else. And I said bye.
Maybe they wanted to talk to you.
That's a personal thing. That's not something I knew. How was I supposed to know that they wanted to talk? I deserve 5 stars. And you know what the worst part is? How do I get 5 stars again? Like, will I ever?
I don't think so.
Because once one person taints my reputation, I don't think I'll ever go back to 5 stars. And you know what the worst feeling is? Is now I know some of my Uber drivers have a higher rating than me. Like, some of them are like a 4.96. I'm like, dang, I wish. It's that episode of Black Mirror. That's what my life has become. I'm now obsessed with this rating. And I'm like judging myself by this rating. I'm like,
it's like a social score, right?
Uber drivers are getting better ratings than me. And they meet more people. So it's like they have the chance to get a 4-star consistently. But yet somehow,
okay, why are you trying to compete with Uber drivers here? That is not the end goal of the app.
How long have I had this star? How long have I had this tainted reputation? And people still pick me up? Like, how do
I need to remind you that Uber is not a social media app? And I don't think it really matters.
Man,
as long as you have over a 4, you should be fine.
Will I, though? I don't think I can mentally recover. If I get lower than a 9, like a 4.93, I don't think I know. I will just stop using Uber. I'm going to delete my account. I'm going to restart my account. I'm just going to restart under a different name.
What would you... Okay, can we talk about this? What is a name that you would want to go by that's, like, not your own?
Well, I think we've talked about this. Like, what... my parents were gonna call me.
Not even that. What's a name that you really like?
I like all names. Like, there's not a name I don't like. I did like Arden as a kid, and I did like Sarah because my mom was like, oh, I was gonna name you Sarah. But yeah, Arden was one. She was like a neighbor across the street, and I was like, that is such a cool person. What about you?
Wow.
I know.
You know a name I always really liked?
Which one?
I definitely do not look like it. I love Vanessa.
You do not look like a Vanessa at all.
I know, I just said that, but
audience,
I'm saying...
Audience, I'm referring to the audience. She does not look like a Vanessa. She looks like a... she looks like a pipsqueak. Like a Pippa.
A pipsqueak!
Like one of those Yorkie Terriers. That's what you look like. That's what you sound like.
I know, and Vanessa's such like a powerful name, right?
Vanessa, so, like, that's one of the characters in Daredevil. Vanessa, she's one of the characters. So, spoiler. That's not a spoiler.
Anyways, I was gonna, like, a name I really like, based off of our TV show too, I really like Sabrina.
Oh,
or
gosh.
I really like Veronica. Because, like, those names, it's, or like, yeah. Like, those names are nice, but they're sort of, like, dark in a way. I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean? It's not like June. Or, like, yeah. It's like, she when she walks into the room, she's a girl boss.
Or she could be evil. You know? That's, like, a way. Like,
yeah.
Oh, she's got
but
a little
like,
evil.
But, like, I doubt it. Yeah, but it's, like, a good kind where it's, like, girl boss evil.
Our names are awful. Anna Neva. Sorry.
No, I never liked my name either. I was supposed to be a Sophia.
Well, my name is technically after Eva, and I was supposed to be pronounced Eva, but my mom wrote AVA instead of EVA. So now everybody pronounces it as Eva, but technically I'm supposed to be Eva.
See, most of my family, I'm just Anya.
Aw, that's cute. See, it looks sounds so much nicer with the accent.
Anya?
Yeah. You really sound like, oh my gosh, it's the Russian princess. From, what's it called? It's like one of my favorite movies from Disney. She just got bought by Disney. No, maybe not just, like a couple years ago. Anastasia. Yeah. Anastasia. And her grandma would call her Anya.
Wow. That's beautiful. Honestly, I don't know. Those names are nice. Anyways, so I want to talk about Valentine's Day, or due to unfortunate circumstances, Galentine's Day.
The lack of Valentine's Day, if you will.
Yeah. I recently got my nails done, and they are nice and long and red, and it's like an almond shape, but it's like sort of like a dark red. It's very like elegant. That's what I was going for. And one of the nail techs, he's like, oh, very nice nails. You're going to have somebody for Valentine's Day. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him and I was like, you better not be lying to me. You better not be lying to me. I'm going to be so offended. And I want to do something for Valentine's Day. All of us. We should like get dinner or something. And just like watch like rom-coms.
We can watch Twilight. La La Land, yes.
La La Land, because it doesn't work out in the... Oh.
Oh, wow. Why would you do that? Don't spoil it for people. But yeah.
Okay, the movie's been out for so long. I'm going to spoil it.
Okay. We could watch La La Land.
We can watch La La Land, or if we're keeping up the Ryan Gosling theme, we can watch Notebook. You know what movie I love, what I feel like we would love together? Bridget Jones' Diary.
I have no idea what that is. You're gonna like it
because it's funny and it's sort of like based completely off of Pride and Prejudice, but it's like modern and
is
English.
Is it based off of Pride and Prejudice? I love Pride and Prejudice.
Like, there's a character, I love that. And his name is literally Darcy.
And the new Little Women. Oh my god, I love it. Oh my gosh,
remember last time we tried watching the new Little Women?
It was so beautiful. The characters, the angles. The plot, the acting,
the cinematography,
Oh my gosh, it's a perfect movie. I love it.
We should watch Call Me By Your Name.
I've never seen that. I have no idea what that show is about. I know it's super popular, though.
I've heard
a lot about it.
That is crazy. Okay, I'm going to be honest. The book is better than the movie.
You read the book? What's it about?
Yeah, it's just like it's like this Italian guy, and they have like an international like student type coming over to their house, like he's renting to live there, to stay there to study, right? So then it's like this American guy, and they slowly start to like fall in love, but they obviously can't be together.
Why?
Because the guy has to go back into his thing, into
Okay, maybe I don't get the movie or like everything about it, but why? Why can't he just stay? Did he stay?
Because here's the thing. Can I
spoil this in the it? Book. Fine. I'm not gonna watch
okay.
it.
Okay, listeners, if you haven't read the book and you want to, you can stop listening now. In the book, he has like a wife and kids.
Oh my gosh, not in the movie though.
Not in the movie. Because in the movie, here's the thing, in the movie, it just ends off with him back in the States, right? In the book, Elio, the Italian guy, right? He ends up visiting the guy in his like university because he teaches there.
So they like get, like not get together, but they like see each other again.
But they can't be together still because he has like this whole family behind back at home. Anyways, Call Me By Your Name is a nice movie. The cinematography is beautiful. I'd recommend it. I think our time is up.
Is it? Wow, that was fast. I don't know what we talked about.
The problem is we only hit like 2 out of 11 topics.
Did we only? Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll be back for the other 10.
Yeah, if Ava's nice enough and she doesn't ignore me and be rude to me and insult me all the time, then maybe. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to today's episode. And we will be back next week. Maybe Ava, I don't know, once again, if she's a good friend or not. But I will be here for sure. Have a lovely night. Bye.